This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office released a press release today stating that Sheriff Bill Hansel has started an investigation into the current and past practices of the Public Administrator's Office. The investigation relates to the disposal of property under formal or summary probate cases, and that property being sold to past and current county employees. The time frame of the investigation stretches from before the Sheriff's Office transition in 2015 until now, and a joint investigation will be conducted by Sheriff Hansel, District Attorney Maggie Fleming, and an outside independent investigator. Additional information will be provided by the Sheriff's Office and the DA's office within the next month. The California Highway Patrol issued an update yesterday related to the investigation of a car that plunged into the Trinity River off of Highway 96. The crash happened at some point between Saturday and Monday, and it was initially believed that a body was trapped inside. Search and rescue divers with the Trinity County Sheriff's Office and Yurok Tribal personnel were able to confirm yesterday that no body was found inside of the vehicle. No other parties were located in the immediate area, and the investigation into the crash is ongoing. Following up on reports of drug activity in the area, agents with the Humboldt County Drug Task Force responded to the 4800 block of Allen Court in the unincorporated area of Eureka yesterday morning. Deputies contacted several people inside, and a search of the residence turned up close to 7 grams of heroin, 2 firearms, as well as packaging material and drug paraphernalia. Agents arrested 29-year-old Kyle Bailey, and he was booked into county jail on various drug charges. Future arrests are expected as the investigation continues. The critical incident response team and other agencies are investigating a deputy-involved shooting that took place in Crescent City yesterday morning. A CHP officer attempted a traffic stop on a vehicle, but the driver sped away instead, leading officers and sheriff's deputies on a pursuit that ended on Lafayette Way. A female passenger tried to flee the scene on foot but was quickly detained, and one of the deputies exchanged gunfire with the unnamed suspect, and both were shot. The deputy sustained a non-life-threatening gunshot wound, and the suspect was treated for his gunshot wounds. The female passenger and the suspect are in custody. Today, Oregon State Police released the identity of a Crescent City resident whose body was found near the Snailback Beach Trail near the Illinois River. The man has been identified as 22-year-old Crescent City resident John William Raderer, and his body was found last Thursday. The investigation is ongoing, and the cause of death and how Raderer ended up near the trail is unknown. Dan Squire has news from the Eureka Police Department.
A Eureka police officer on patrol spotted a man he knew to have a suspended license and who was also out of jail on bail behind the wheel of a car on Wednesday afternoon on 16th Street. The officer conducted a traffic stop and ticketed the driver, 54-year-old Aaron Nelson, and then proceeded to search the vehicle. That search turned up more than 19 grams of heroin packaged for sale, a small amount of meth, 2 pounds of processed bud, and cash. Nelson was arrested and booked on possession and possession for sale charges.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. This morning, Eureka police arrested 57-year-old Mark Hilson Dager, who was identified as a robbery suspect in 2 incidents yesterday morning. Hilson Dager first attempted to rob a gas station on Broadway, claiming that he had a gun. The clerk refused, and Hilson Dager fled the scene in a Dodge Magnum. Later that morning, he robbed a gas station of cash on 4th Street, and he successfully fled the area. Police were able to locate Hilson Dager this morning in his vehicle on Dolbear Street, and he was taken into custody without incident and booked into county jail. On Wednesday, the County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at properties on Visser Court in McKinleyville and in the Mosquito Creek area of the county 15 miles north of Willow Creek as a part of an ongoing investigation into marijuana cultivation and sales. In addition to the Sheriff's Office, multiple agencies were on hand, including County Environmental Health, State Fish and Wildlife, and CAL FIRE. At a structure on Visser Court in McKinleyville, deputies confiscated more than 360 pounds of processed marijuana packaged in 1-pound bags for sale, along with pills, pistols and $80,000 in cash. Deputies arrested 58-year-old Brett Visser at a nearby property where they found an unpermitted and illegal indoor grow site, and they confiscated more than 700 plants. Also arrested was 32-year-old Ann Clark on a variety of charges related to the grow sites. Further investigation at two remote properties near Mosquito Creek turned up large outdoor grows, and they confiscated more than 21,000 plants. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.